This holiday, if your family has become a little too much or you just need a distraction, you may want to sneak away to catch a movie and unwind. If you need some suggestions, here are some of our staff favorites.
My movie is Home for the Holidays, because Holly Hunter is hilarious in this movie and Robert Downey Jr. is delicious. And it's like just a whole bunch of 90s optimism and dysfunctional family weirdness that, I don't know, I kind of relate to.
Your plants are so beautiful, Aunt Gladys. How many do you have now?
210.
That's a lot. Want to see a really big boil?
No, thank you. Not today.
My favorite holiday movie is Love Actually, because it always reminds me of the bittersweet nature of the holidays. And somehow, at the end, when all is said and done, it kind of makes me feel like there really is a lid for every pot.
The truth is, I'm in love. I was before she died. There's nothing I can do about it.
I mean, I'm a little relieved.
Why?
But because I thought it would be something worse.
Worse than the total agony of being in love.
When all the Christmas music and the Christmas movies get to be too much, I like to watch The Outlaw Josie Wales, because even though it's a Western and it's a Clint Eastwood movie, it's a surprisingly warm story about a loner who learns to live with other people, and it's really funny.
You have any food here?
All I have is a piece of hard rock candy. But it's not for eating. It's just for looking through.
That was Stina Sieg, Sarah Ventry, and Jimmy Jenkins. And for me, to sort of match my adventurous lifestyle, any James Bond movie will do.
Bond. James Bond.
Thanks for listening to the show on KJZZ. For Mark Brody, I'm Steve Goldstein. Happy holidays. This is member-supported KJZZ FM Phoenix and HD.